This scheme provides €800 per month to pay for rent for Ukrainians, regardless of whether they're working, regardless of their income whatsoever. The payment, as you know, is tax-free, means that to a landlord it's worth €1,600. And it provides an advantage to Ukrainians that isn't available to other renters out there, and particularly in constituencies like mine in Donegal, where the average rent is below €1,600, it is pricing ordinary renters out of the market. It is not fair. We warned at the outset of the scheme that this is going to put further pressure on the private rental sector, and it's manifestly unfair. So can I ask you, will you end the scheme in the way that Sinn Féin proposed earlier this
year? Thank you.
The ARP scheme in particular, that is being reviewed in the context of the extension of the directive. And that's something that is being reviewed, the operation of that scheme. We do not want to see a situation whereby properties that were previously on a rental market and they're, you know, that's being looked at, okay?
You used to deal with when so we told you.
I'm just trying to answer you. Would you just relax for a minute? With regard to the contributions by those who are seeking international protection and are here, and I think, firstly, if we could just say, as a country, we still have an obligation, a moral obligation, humanitarian obligation, to look after those who are seeking shelter here and shelter from persecution. Whilst they're here, what contributions they will make will be a matter that will be brought forward at a cabinet subcommittee in relation to migration in the coming weeks, and we're awaiting proposals on that as to how we can, as to whether changes would be made in that regard.